Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every week, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And the Lord placed a scripture from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses 11 through 22. And we're going to be talking about the unhealed wound and its cure. You know, to be wounded is a terrible thing, not only physical wounding, but in today's world, we all can relate and have experienced woundings that come in our personal lives through others, through circumstances, situations that happen to us. And so when it talks to the, when we're considering the healing of our soul, there is one who says he will heal our soul, and that is our good shepherd. I am he who restores your soul, who leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, and causes us to lie down in green pastures and rest beside still waters. But we all, at times in our lives, find ourselves in need of healing. And this could be true not just of individuals, it could be true of corporate bodies like whole churches or a nation. And as we look historically at what the situation that Jeremiah was addressing, we find that Israel was a helpless, sick captive in Babylon. Let me just share with you now verses 11 through 22, reading the King James Version. Actually, let me start reading at verse 10. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations to which I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forsaken thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou over thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be of spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Listen to this, beloved. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon its own heap, and the palace shall remain after its own manner. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them who make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as they were before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall be received from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Of course, this is referencing an actual historical time in the life of the nation of Israel, but there are many parallels, spiritual parallels, to the modern church today, as well as in our own personal lives. They were helpless, they were sick, physically and spiritually, in Babylon. They were forsaken by all other nations in their time of need, and their condition was so grievous, the Lord said it was incurable. Of course, only that, but by what he meant by that is that only he could heal it. And the wonderful part about, as we read that lengthy scripture, he is moving to heal, and he is moving to restore. Let's take a look at those seven things that he lists against Israel, which she brought on herself because of her iniquity. First of all, in verse 15, it says that she was guilty. What does it say? Why criest thou over thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things to thee. Because sin, beloved, leads to bondage. It leads to suffering. It leads to hurt and wounding and disappointments. There's just no other way. Sin, when it's finished, didn't Paul say, it brings forth death. And so they were guilty. We see in verse 12 that they were bruised. Thy bruise is incurable. We see Israel was hurt beyond healing in her own strength and ability. Thy bruise or hurt is incurable. Sin had crushed the very soul out of Israel, and she had no cure for it. And how true is that for our own personal lives, as well as the life of the church? Hundreds of churches have been hurt beyond their ability to heal. Why? Because they have denied the power of God. Beloved, we're living in very, very serious times. As I've shared with my partners in recent letters, that there are entire denominations that are being split that because of their stand on the Word of God. There are those who proclaim and stand upon the inerrancy and authority of God's Word as being, in fact, God's Word, God's will for mankind. And there are others that say, well, you know, it's irrelevant, that miracles really didn't happen, that Jesus really wasn't born of a virgin, and they're basically becoming apostate. And why is this happening? Because we're seeing in each and every denomination, in fact, I don't know if you've heard of Chrislam, those who are trying to unite Christianity and Islam. You know, those are the three great monotheistic religions of the world, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Beloved, there's no way that they are serving the same God. And there are, say, you know, there may be people that say, oh, well, I know a lot of Muslims, and they're very nice people, and they're very peaceful, and they don't want to kill us. Well, all I have to say to that is, if they are in that, truly in that condition, they're backslid because they're not doing what the Quran says. If you have to know what the Quran says, and it is not very gracious toward the infidel, someone who doesn't believe in Allah and Muhammad. So, beloved, today we have to take a stand, and there are those that are being drawn into this mesh, this web, which is going to culminate in a one-world church as well as a one-world government with the introduction of the Antichrist. But, beloved, now is a time that multitudes are standing in the valley of decision, and we must make a choice. Who are you on the Lord's side? Choose this day whom you will serve. Are you going to follow the crowds, the masses, the way that is comfortable or politically expedient? Or are you going to stand for the things of the Lord with purity and sincerity of heart? Beloved, much of the church is wounded today, wounded beyond her own ability to do anything about it. Thy wound is grievous. When we rebel against God in our hearts, it is a grievous wound. It's a terrible gash in a man's moral being, or a nation's, or a church's moral being. there is a time, there's now is the day of salvation, and it is a time for a nation and the people therein and individuals to get right before God. If you're listening to me at this moment and you're not spiritually where you need to be, if you know you're not in relationship with the Lord in the way you should be, then I implore and plead with you to please return to the Lord and seek Him with your heart. We don't know what tomorrow brings. In fact, we may not have a tomorrow. And so don't take lightly this next breath that you have, because, you know, in a moment's time, your life could be snuffed out. And so it's important that you are willing to come to God and say, Lord, I can't do this myself, but Lord, you can heal. You can heal that grievous wound. You know, in the Israel's case, she was friendless. There was none to plead her cause. The Lord said that thou mayest be bound up. She was helpless. Verse 13, thou hast no healing medicines. Man's ingenuity and man's wisdom can't help. There's no healing to be found outside of God. Well, I'm going to stop right now and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But let me just pause for a moment to pray. Father, I do thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And Lord, those that are in a situation that are listening to me right now and they're not where they need to be in you, Father, I pray. And you might just want to pray with me. Lord, I want to be right with you. And Lord, I repent and turn from self-will and from sin. And I repent of doing things my own way. I repent of having other lovers, other idols in my life. And with a whole heart, Lord, I return to you. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your cleansing and your healing, and that you would move upon this nation, Lord. Lord, so many that are just walking in self-will and in the carnality and in the materialism of this world's age. Lord, we cry out for a mighty revival. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, my time has gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. And we'll just pick up tomorrow at the same time. I look forward to having you with me tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.